Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Mason coming up at 3:45. Right now, let's visit with the basketball coach over at Vanderbilt, Bryce Drew. Coach, what's up? How are you?
Doing great. Long time, no talk. How you guys been doing?
Oh, man, we're excellent. You're down there in Sandestin. We're sitting here looking out at a parking lot in Nashville. So I hope you're enjoying yourself.
I am. It's a little windy, though. You know, you get a little wind burn down here today. But other than that, the sand is beautiful, as you know.
SEC spring meetings going on in Sandestin. Is this a family thing for you, Bryce? You bring the family down?
I do. My wife's here, my little four-year-old. So when I get done with the meetings, I rush to them and play on the beach a little bit. So having some good memories with them.
What is the most interesting discussion point at this year's meetings to you?
You know, there's a lot of points that get brought up. You know, I think football does a great job paving the way with some of this. And then, obviously, with the whole basketball commission, you know, it's been a busy year for college basketball. And, you know, we dove into the commission a little bit and what things maybe look forward to, you know, what they talked about. And then, you know, also, obviously, the gambling that's getting legalized, you know, that was talked about and discussed.
What's your position on that? What do you think about that? Were you surprised to see that?
You know, I was surprised all the time before stuff like that comes to fruition. And now it's going to be that time, it sounds like. So, you know, us, everybody has choices every day, what to do, what not to do. So SEC and our school does a tremendous job educating. And I can tell you our student-athletes will be well-educated if all that stuff comes to be.
Well, Coach, another big topic, and obviously a lot of it centered around Coach Saban and football right now, but is the grad transfer rule. How would you maybe fix this whole conversation? What's your take on the grad transfer rule? As
a number of players they bring in, the amount of red shirts that, you know, that they have at the football level. You know, in basketball, you know, if a player graduates and wants to transfer, obviously you never want that to happen within your program on someone you want to stay. But, you know, I do feel it is their right if they want to go get a graduate degree somewhere else. They fulfill their the year has come again. You know, it's about helping the student athlete. And if they want to transfer, seems like it's the easiest and the best thing to do is to let them do it.
Coach, how vocal are you in these kind of meetings? I mean, you're looking around the room. There's Coach Cal. You got, you know, Ben Howland, all these guys, Coach Barnes, who've been around the game for decades and decades. Are you kind of vocal, or are you more seen and not heard? How do you handle that?
You know, I'm very big at observing, listening, and then, you know, if I need to speak, obviously, you know, I'll say something. But, you know, we have a lot of wisdom in that room, like you said. We have a lot of coaches that have done this, you know, not just through years, but through decades. You know, for 30 years and seen, you know, the old days, what it was like to kind of the transition to where it's at now. So, you know, they can definitely give some good perspective on things. And at the end of the day, you know, our game is changing. Student athletes nowadays are changing. And, you know, I think those ultimate decisions go to the decision.
We went down there for years and would do our show from there before the Predators started playing so deep in the postseason. And,
yep.
And for years we heard the SEC is investing time and resources into basketball. And as last season went on, we started to really see the fruits of those labors, I think, in putting so many teams in the SEC tournament. Is that still a focus of we have to put more into basketball, or is it more like, okay, we feel like we're kind of getting where we need to be. Let's find some other things to focus on at this point.
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, obviously, you know, a couple of years ago when I first sat down there, you know, only three or four teams were getting in, and yeah, the discussions were all steered, like you said, how do we get more teams in? How do we get better? And, you know, I think by us getting a league record eight teams in the tournament this year, and with the amount of good players we have coming back, the recruits we have coming into the SEC, I think we feel like things are starting to really trend in the direction we want. You know, obviously you want to sustain it. And, that's the big challenge now is trying to have, you know, build off last year and even have a better year this year to let people know that it wasn't just a 1 year wonder that, you know, SEC basketball is for sure back.
How tough was last year for you?
You know, it was definitely challenging. You know, we had you know, a lot of obstacles we had to overcome. You know, we had, you know, some experienced players, very inexperienced players. And, you know, our goal is to get to a place where we have more experienced players on the roster than inexperienced. And, you know, losing's not fun. It brings out the worst in you. But I really thought we were able to grow and have some shining moments last year in the season. And that was a credit to our guys sticking with it. And even though our record wasn't.
You probably saw the movie Blue Chips like everybody else did back in the day. And the Nick Nolte character was asked about some of his teams. He said, the hardest team that worked the hardest, the best team I ever coached, and it was one of his lesser teams that he had. I would imagine night and everything they got.
You know, I've talked to a lot of coaches across the country and, you know, former coaches, current coaches. And, you know, your theme was kind of what they said, too. You know, look to get the absolute best out of your team. And if you feel like you're getting the best out of them, then don't always look at that result. And we thought our team improved. Again, if the SEC wouldn't have been perhaps their best, you know, ever. Top to bottom ever, yeah. You know, our record would have been a little bit better. But, you know, it made us better. Again, it made our graduating guys have to deal with adversity, which we have to deal with later in life. And it made our younger guys, I think, grow up a lot quicker. To let them know that it's not going to be easy. We're going to have to work for everything we get in this league.
Well, the SEC, Bryce Drew, Vanderbilt basketball coach with us. Bryce, the SEC is going to be better next year. Just looking at rosters, looking at recruiting, looking at players coming back. You guys should be better too, though. A couple of five stars, a four star, Chateau, Garland, Neesmith. Anxious to see those kids on the floor.
Boy, we can't wait. You know, they'll arrive on campus this weekend, and we can't wait to get them back. And then, you know, obviously the returning players that gained a lot of experience last year. And, you know, we had a tremendous spring. You know, usually if you have a bad year, you wouldn't think that you'd have your best spring workouts. But, you know, we had our best spring workout since I've been here. And I think the guys just have a lot of energy and enthusiasm, you know, coming.
About him before, but superstar point guard from here in Nashville.
You know, he is extremely special. You know, again, a player like Darius, you know, he's from Nashville. Again, he doesn't come around, you know, I hate to say very often. He might only come around once in, you know, my coaching lifetime.
Well, and he's here, too. So there he is.
And he's here. And it's such a special young man. And, you know, I would just really think the people of Nashville, you know, he does things on the court you don't expect. He does things you just don't see other players do. And he does it with a smile sometimes, or, you know, he does it with some of the swag that he has. And so I just think the whole city is going to fall in love watching him, you know, on a weekly basis.
And then Neesmith in the backcourt, also a shooting guard out of Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, you know, he's a great catch-and-shoot player. He was ranked one of the top five catch-and-shoot prospects in this class coming out. And 6'10 wingspan, really long. Again, we were last year needed to add some length. So he'll give us much more size and length, you know, at that other big guard position.
And then Chateau, the power forward.
Yeah, you know, when he walks through the door, you know, I really won't have to talk too much about him when you guys just see his presence and the size that he has and the length of him. And, you know, besides him being a tremendous talent, he's just a great young man, you know, like our other freshmen. And so, you know, not only are these really, really good players, but they really fit our program and fit our school spectacularly.
How good can Saban Lee be in year two?
You know, he took some steps up in the spring. You know, I really thought he grew a lot during the season, and he really stepped up in the spring. He shot the ball way better, and that's something that, you know, we really talked to him and addressed. We know how great he is slashing, getting to the rim, finishing with athleticism. But, you know, with players like Darius and Simi that can really create, you know, his ability to catch and shoot threes and shoot off the bounce a little more threes are really going to help him and our team. So he's done a great job really focusing on that and showing great improvement these couple of months.
Got a couple of transfers coming in also. They had to sit out a year. Back to that grad transfer rule, do you think if, as you said, if players have fulfilled their obligation to the school, do you think that they should be eligible immediately?
You know, I think it all matters with the grad program. You know, there's some, obviously, you can get out in 1 year, but, you know, I don't think if a player is transferring for a two-year program, then, you know, I definitely think the 2 year sitting or 1 year sitting to finish a degree, there's just too many people using that transfer just to play basketball, which that's not what the rule was supposed to be. It was supposed to be for someone to actually get their master's degree. And so, you know, that's a tough thing about analyzing it. You know, it's a case by case sometimes, but I know they want to do one blanket rule.
Right.
So, you know, I guess I would rather have to sit out a year because that would guarantee them getting their master's degree. But again, at the end of the day, you know, we want to do what's best for a student athlete. And if a kid tells me, coach, I want to go and I get my degree in 1 year and place is really what I want to do, then, you know, I wouldn't want to hold a kid hostage.
Who do you have, Golden State or Cleveland?
You know, and in sports, you see it so many times that a team that's about out and all of a sudden they kind of catch that second wind and they get momentum and they just carry it through that next round. I really feel like that's going to happen for Golden State. I thought they did not play very well in the middle of that series when they looked like they were done. And then that game six, that second quarter, I think since then they've just been a different team, and I think that'll continue in the finals.
You ever miss 27 threes in a row?
That's crazy. And I mean, if you go and if you're a Houston fan or an NBA fan, and if everyone would have told you, hey, they're going to be in Game 7 against the Warriors, and they're gonna miss 27 threes, I mean, nobody, I don't think, would have said, oh, yeah, you're right, that's going to happen. I mean, there's no way. So I guess that's why you play the game, see what happens.
You ever think, man, I wish I could come off a screen and guard LeBron?
Yeah. Yeah, so who's your guys take real quick? Who you guys take, Rockets or Warriors?
Golden State.
Yeah. Too many weapons.
I want LeBron to win, but I don't feel right picking him. But I'll say LeBron. I'm going to go Cavs. Shock the world.
Okay.
Right. I like it.
Why not? I come this far.
All right. Get some stuff done and enjoy the beach.
Work on your tan.
I will. Thank you. I'm going to come back refreshed, ready to go.
Thanks, Scott. See you, Bryce. Bryce Drew, Vanderbilt basketball coach.